Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In America, we don't punish prayer. That's part of the speech delivered by President Donald Trump at the annual State of the Union address. It was a powerful affirmation of prayer, and also he had a powerful affirmation regarding the sanctity of human life. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, it was a powerful statement, and in part, the message says, quote, "My administration is also defending religious liberty, and that includes the constitutional right to pray in public schools." Of course, he got a lot of applause for that. He goes on to say, "In America, we don't punish prayer. We don't tear down crosses. We don't ban symbols of faith. We don't muzzle preachers and pastors. In America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion. We lift our voices in prayer, and we raise our sights to the glory of God," close quote. That is a powerful statement where the President of the United States makes that statement to the entire country, indeed the entire world that's watching. And that is a powerful affirmation of religious freedom. In fact, on the same week, on Thursday, after this speech that was delivered on a Tuesday, at the prayer breakfast, reaffirmed religious freedom and the sanctity of human life, and there were people from 100 different nations gathered at the National Prayer Breakfast because the emphasis is going to be on religious freedom and international religious freedom. In fact, Matt, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the number one international policy is to advance religious freedom globally.
Yeah, talk about powerful. Powerful not just in terms of the president's speech, his State of the Union, but powerful in terms of the actions that we're seeing pushed forward by this administration. And it's funny, Matt, my wife and I were watching the State of the Union address, and when President Trump uttered that quote you just said, I looked over at her and I said, "It's like Matt Staver at Liberty Council wrote it." I said, "Wrote it for him."
I know we all rose up and said, "Hallelujah!"
So that sounds like something Liberty Council wrote. So that is so encouraging.
You know, there's never been a more powerful statement that I remember at a State of the Union address regarding religious freedom. Never, and I'm talking about going back to President Ronald Reagan. I certainly loved President Ronald Reagan, and certainly the further you got away from his presidency, the more you looked back with fondness at his ability to communicate and some of the things that he did. But I remember also sitting, watching him deliver the State of the Union address, and he did that for 8 different times. He was reelected, of course, and he had eight State of the Union addresses. And I would wait at some point in time for just a little glimpse of something regarding religious freedom, or maybe the sanctity of human life. And sometimes he would say something very tangential or light about it.
Or vaguely pro-life.
Pro-life. Sometimes he didn't say anything at all. And you're waiting, anticipating that particular moment. Sometimes it came in a very small way, and sometimes it didn't. I'm telling you what, when you listen to this message, and you read these words,
it's clear.
It's very clear.
There's no doubt about it.
And it's not just rhetoric.
Right.
You know, some politicians, they just say things.
Because he's acting upon these words.
We actually see this happening on a regular basis, both domestically and internationally.
Right, because we defend all of these areas, every single item that you just talked about in his speech, we defend all of those. You know, these atheist groups, they come along and they try to scare people. Well, you can't have a cross there. You can't have a nativity scene there. You can't pray in school, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he just addressed it from the highest office in the United States. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Very powerful. I mean, it's very eloquent, obviously. Obviously, there's a speechwriter for anybody who does this, but this is the president's words, and it's not just the president's words. It's
he wouldn't
the president's
say it if he didn't mean it.
Actions.
Yeah.
In fact, the largest international gathering for religious freedom occurred this 2019 and 2018. And on both occasions, the actual event with the Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, was at our ministry center directly across from the U.S. Supreme Court, where we had a time of prayer for him and for other people who had come. And then the summit kicked off for several days. But within the United States, there have been executive orders very early in the presidency issued about making sure religious freedom is protected. And that is a directive to all the different agencies. And from the Department of Justice, which recently issued guidelines on religious freedom in a broad area, to the Department of Education with regards to religious freedom in the public schools, to the Department of Health and Human Services with regards to conscience rights and religious freedom rights in every area that HHS is involved in, you see this over and over and over again. There's real actions that are happening, and it's very nice to see. Moreover, we see the results of what's happening in the courts. In fact, we already in the last year have had the opportunity to appear before a couple of judges appointed by the president. In one case, a Trump-appointed judge ultimately struck down a law that banned change counsel in Tampa, Florida, with a very solid opinion. And I just recently argued before two brand-new President Trump appointees at the Federal Court of Appeals on a separate change counsel case. Of course, we don't know what the result of that decision is or the argument. That will happen in another couple of months. But I can tell you, we actually see a real difference. And we're not asking for judges that have predetermined results, just a judge who will be fair and follow the Constitution and the law.
Versus those who have been appointed by our previous administration that are activists that think they can make the law. That's
right.
Not their role.
And then that substance to the point where he says, we don't punish prayer because
right.
we have punished prayer.
Right.
We don't tear down crosses because we have torn down crosses.
Right.
We don't ban symbols of faith. We don't muzzle preachers and pastors. We have done that. But what has happened is there has been a shift. And in fact, one of the big cases at the U.S. Supreme Court last year is the case involving the large cross, which the Supreme Court upheld. Two of those justices were justices appointed by President Donald Trump.
That was the Maryland Peace Cross, right?
That was the Maryland Peace Cross. It has been upheld, and that has a big impact on other symbols as well. We have muzzled preachers and pastors, but there's an executive order that's come out that says, don't use this so-called Johnson Amendment to muzzle pastors and preachers, and that's a directive to the DOJ and the IRS.
And you compared kind of what Trump had to say here to some of the things Ronald Reagan has said in the past and been a little more kind of beat around the bush, if you will. But I would posit here that Donald Trump, one of the things that I think is both a blessing and can be a curse at times to him when he gets on his Twitter feed, but somehow it always works out in his favor. But he's very direct in his level of communications. It goes over the heads of the elitists and straight to the American people. And he is so direct in what he has to say. And this is I think his directness here and addressing these specific things, prayer in school, you know, tearing down crosses and so forth, is due to the fact that even under Ronald Reagan, there were attacks on our religious liberties, but it was done in much more of a subtle, vague way.
Aggressive.
Now it is so in the open that he has to address it in the open, and he did that.
And in addition to that, he had this woman with her young child, and that child was born at 21 weeks gestation. 21 weeks gestation.
Beautiful little girl.
And that was a great illustration to the point about life is precious and it is a gift of God. And also calling upon Congress to ban these late-term abortions. That was a powerful moment to have that woman there with her little child with regards to this 21-week-old. Lots of babies are aborted at 21 weeks.
And much later.
And much later, So pray for our country, pray for our elected leaders, pray for Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance religious freedom in the courts, in the halls of policymakers, and through education. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and sign up for our emails. They're free, or our newsletters, which is also free. Visit our website for more information. Get educated about your liberties and then exercise them. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.